Approaching the bar, he just couldn't resist the temptation and eased his way through the collective crowd until he was standing shoulder to shoulder with Kieran Martin. He raised his voice over the hubbub, laying on his best thick Manchester accent, and ordered 5 doubles of Jameson. He couldn't help but smile slightly as Martin's head spun in his direction at the sound of his voice.
"And what might an Englishman be doing in these parts?" he hissed.
"Why, what's it to you, mister?"
"I'll tell you what it is to me, you British bastard, right before I blow the back of your head off. Now answer the question."
Terry looked down as he felt the pistol jammed under his ribcage. Maybe this wasn't such a good idea after all. "I'm Louise, by the way. Louise Barnard." She leans across the aisle, closing the distance between them, and holds out her hand. "You can call me Lou. Everyone does."
"Do they?"
he asks, thinking it doesn't suit her. She holds his gaze. "Yes."
"Henri,"
he responds, mirroring her lean, accepting her hand.
"A pleasure to meet you."
"My room at the Duck and Puddle overlooked the village green. Mrs. Parsons performed the usual rituals without enthusiasm. She opened the window and then shut it again. She pointed to the sink and told me what it was, showed me how the taps worked, and pressed a hand on the bed to demonstrate its pliability. She paused just before she left. "Dr. Brownlow asked if you would be kind enough to call on him as soon as you have settled in," she announced rather formally.
The eyes of the tradesman stood out of his head like a snail's. At last, he stammered angrily.
"I don't know what you have to do with it, but if you're one of their friends, you could tell them from me that I'll knock their silly heads off, Parsons or no Parsons, if they upset my apples again."
On the other side of the second square, he found a policeman and said, "Have you seen 2 clergymen in shovel hats?" The policeman began to chuckle heavily.
"I have, sir. And if you ask me, one of them was drunk."
She plants an elbow on the table and covers the side of her head with her hand.
"Are they watching?"
"Watching what?"
"Us."
I look over at the 2 coppers again, who are now clearly contemplating the purchase of muffins. Nothing about their demeanour suggests they give 2 hoots about what Henrietta and I are up to. No, I don't think they...
She's fucking gone. Henrietta has disappeared.
"Good morning, Zapper."
Zapper turned.
"Hey, you better watch your ass, dude. I got like 50 megabytes of brothers with me."
"Oh, not in a library. Bad form, old boy."
"How'd you know I'd be here?"
"Late yesterday afternoon, I saw you heading up the front steps of the library, carrying a book with a Dewey Decimal label on its spine. You obviously had not come out of the library, but were en route to return the book. This morning I arrived when the library opened, and since that time have been watching the entrance from a concealed vantage point within.